the D8 organization has concluded talks on how to enhance their trade volume and expand economic cooperation. The foreign ministers from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Nigeria, and Turkey participated in one-day conference. The D8 has underlined the need to adopt a strategy to expand regional cooperation in order to effectively address the regional economic crisis. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Muslim member states of the D8 organization can further strengthen their economic interactions.
Commonality of interest constitute the keystone of the emerging global order. A strategy for regional cooperation will help enhance the ability of member states to cope more effectively with the tide of the world financial crisis.
The D8 member states have a combined population of 1 billion and a market of about $1 trillion. Nonetheless, the existing trade volume among D8 countries is just $150 billion. They have vowed to increase it $500 billion within the next 4 years. Something easier said than done, given the global and regional economic recession.
We believe that D8 has the potential to become a vehicle for economic development for the D8 family. We have yet to demonstrate or to over 1 billion people in our countries that we are now entering a phase which will usher in development and prosperity for them.
The D8 conference have vowed to enhance the role of private sector and implement key agreements such as preferential trade agreement. However, economic experts say that the target to enhance trade volume is ambitious and may not be achievable within the next 4 years, as many member states even lack the mechanism to implement the economic agenda of D8 organization. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.